Most of Skagway's local businesses rely on summer visitors arriving on cruise ships. Last year was supposed to be the biggest cruise season yet. But the pandemic erased the 2020 season, and now there's some doubt that ships will return in 2021. Charlie Ball is a senior executive with Holland America Group and a leading figure in the cruise industry's trade association.
I get more and more pessimistic about the beginning of the season as every week passes, and particularly because these weeks now, these are real money weeks historically for our business.
He made his remarks to the Skagway Visitor Department last week. He said the industry is trying to complete all the steps of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's conditional sailing order, but it could take months and cut into the 2021 season.
It's like, well, at what point is it more expensive to open for a short season that may be somewhat limited than to just, you know, sort of save money for next year?
Ball says there's a ton of demand that's going to boom once customers feel safe to travel. He says bookings are through the roof for the 2022 season. Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says the town needs to figure out what to do in the meantime.
We can't wait for a life preserver from cruise ship companies. We need to learn to tread water.
That means a backup plan to get Skagway through another summer without cruise visitors. He says the municipality is working on that plan to help residents out, but he says local officials aren't ready to announce any specifics yet. Skagway's business owners say there's a lot of uncertainty.
Financially, I hate looking at the graphs anymore. 2020 was down for us 87%.
Janilyn Hager manages Skagway Spirits Distillery. It's a family business that makes gin and vodka that's sold to regional bars and restaurants and at its tasting room downtown. COVID-19 shut all that down. She says they're finding creative ways to keep hanging on. But she says she knows others that aren't so fortunate. Skagway has been using its share of federal pandemic relief to pay $1,000 a month to every man, woman, and child in town. Those payments ended in December.
Already we know of some people who are leaving or have left. You know, if you buy into the insecurity of not knowing what the season is going to be like, we will probably see more of that, I'm guessing.
Skagway's population normally doubles or triples in the summer with seasonal workers. That isn't happening again this year. And there's concern whether the 1,200 or so year-round residents will be able to hang on for another year without cruise ships. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strimple.